This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Rach.
This is Dean.
And this is the Rach and Dean podcast.
We got hammer and tongs in the studio. How are you going, ladies?
Good.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for being here. Now, let me explain. Hammer is?
That's me.
Emma Ryan.
Tessa.
How did I get Emma from?
I have no idea. I'll take it.
Take it, Emma. Tessa. Let's change your name. Maybe it's your stage name.
Whichever. Okay. Works for me.
And tongs, of course, is Joy's own, Kimberly Lyle.
Yep. I'm the tongs, baby.
You're the tongs. Explain the name to us.
Don't know if we can.
we really can't.
Were we just drunk?
Yeah.
I think we were just drunk.
We were discussing an idea for a sketch and talking about, like, they were just going at it, hammer and tongs. She's going at it. And the sketch,
going at it? Going.
Just going at it, going hammer at and it. Tongs, you know, the old saying. And the sketch actually never made it into the show.
Cause I don't remember what it was.
It was a very naughty insurance ad.
It never made
it into the show because it was awful. And, like, we didn't write it. But we'd already had the name.
Yeah.
So once you put money against the name, it kind of stays.
It kind of sticks.
Yeah. You kind of have to keep it.
You've got to commit to it, I guess.
Now, we should explain that Hammer and Tongs is a sketch comedy duo.
Yeah. Yep.
And your show is going at it. Hammer and Tongs going at it.
Going at it.
Hammer and Tongs.
And that's on at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. What can people expect to see if they come along and see you gals going at it?
Oh,
their dreams, really. it's great. They can expect to get wet.
Yes.
Or get wet.
And interpret that any way you will.
Ponchos provided?
No, we can't afford that. Well, that's what the ticket sales. They go into the next
Maybe
festival.
Next year's budget, we'll be able to work that in.
Yeah.
A lot of different characters. That you might not necessarily like in real life, but you'll learn to love them on stage.
Ah, now are the characters taken from real life? Are they people you know?
Some of them are. Some of them are
inspired,
completely.
Yeah. Definitely.
Some of them are just stereotypes that we've just amped up to make them really detestable so that when bad stuff happens to them, everyone is happy.
It's funny. Yeah.
So give me an example. What's one of your characters that you can share with us?
Oh,
we've got a few.
Mama Drips.
Yeah.
Mama Drips. Ooh,
Mama Drips
story
is
there?
Famous. Uh-huh. She's famous now.
Getting her name out there. She's a bit of a cult classic around the traps.
Mama Drips is like, she started because I was drinking with some mates and then there was, I just spilt a bit of condensation from the beer on me.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, whoopsie, Mama Drips. And then we were just so drunk that I said, imagine if I did a whole comedy character who just
dripped
on people, and we did it,
real.
And it has not ever failed. And, you know, touch wood, but
she's good fun.
She just drips on people. She's like a Pokies rat from Geelong who just loves to drip on people. And she literally, like, people don't understand that she's not there for any other purpose other than to abuse every audience member.
Oh yeah, she's awful.
But they love her.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't know why I love her so much. She's a horrible
person.
She's
awful, but you love her. Oh.
Yeah.
She's really endearing. Yeah.
So it's an hour-long sketch show. Mm-hmm. Do you have costume changes or is it...
A lot of theatre blacks.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We have a lot of props. So it literally takes us like half an hour to set up and to pack it all up.
There's a bit of a clean-up at the
end. There's so much clean-up.
Oh, really?
And often we make the audience help.
Really?
Yeah. Well, because
you're really
selling
the show. God. they get wet. That to clean
it's
up.
It's just a working bee. They do it all the time at schools. Just get amongst it.
Get amongst it.
People want to be a part of it. That's all.
Absolutely. Now I'm suffering a bit of a cold at the moment. I've got man flu.
Have
you guys gone with festival flu? I understand it's a bit of a thing at the moment.
It is a thing. I suffered at the start of the festival. I think I'm on my way up. On the steroids.
On your way to wellness, yeah.
Yeah, just smashing the steroids, keeping the voice alive.
And Kimberly, have you had festival flu yet?
No, I haven't. But I'm generally high strung, so that's my burden to bear during the festival anyway. It just amps up so much.
Now, of course, on Mondays on Joy, you and Kirsty do the drive home.
Yes.
Welcome to the team.
Yeah, we're two shows down.
How's it going?
Oh, it's pretty good so far. I went into it not having done radio before, done other things.
All those buttons to press.
We have someone who does that. Aura.
Outrageous. Where's my person pressing the buttons?
So we have the wonderful competent Brianna. She's lovely. It's really fun. We've only done two shows, but someone's cleaning up there.
There's a bit of a noise there. It's not my buttons pushing. No.
No, that's okay. We're just trying to entertain people and just be silly on the drive home. Monday's the worst day of the week, so we're just
I don't like Mondays,
I don't know. I didn't make it a rule.
It's just a thing. But of course, Kirsty has had festival flu, hasn't she?
Oh yeah, she got it very badly. She even had to have Bongella in her pockets in between. Oh. Like,
what's Bongella? I don't know what that is.
She hurt her gum as well as having festival flu.
Festival flu, yes.
And she had to, in between radio breaks, talk breaks, she had to Bongella her gums. It's like a numbing cream.
Oh, goodness me.
Yeah.
In the wards. She's in the wards, but she's doing well.
Tessa, what are you taking for your festival flu? Because I'm on the Manuka honey. Teaspoon of Manuka honey does wonders.
I do get involved in the honey, in the tea. The steroids, as I mentioned. For real, people think I'm a mental case when I say that. They're like, why are you on steroids? It actually helps your voice. You can breathe. It's so good.
Because losing your voice doing sketch comedy probably wouldn't work.
It's not ideal.
No.
So, trying to keep that alive. I'm still feeling a bit of the husk from time to time, but it's going okay.
That's what I do. I hide our steroids because we need the husk for a sketch. So I'm just like...
I need to sound all manly.
Yeah.
Now, if people want to come along and see your show, and why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't they? Where do they need to go? Where are you playing?
We're playing at Loop Project Space and Bar Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. If they just go on the Comedy Festival website or try booking, they'll be able to find it. Use your noggins, use your computers. It's easy.
Go online, Pope.
Yeah, just search Going At It.
Going At It. Amarin Tong's Going At It.
Yeah, that's the one.
And the show's on at 9:30 p.m.
9:30 Wednesday and Thursday, and 6:30 Friday and Saturday, our last four nights. And we've had really good feedback. We had two people crying during the show the other night. We had another guy who...
Good crying.
Happy crying.
Happy crying.
But the kind of tears that you want as a performer. Yeah. You know, I had someone come up to me and say that, like, they had a migraine from laughing, which is, again, I think we're hurting people, but our hearts are
it's a good
in the
hurt.
Best place.
It's a good hurt. At 6:30, you can take your nan along. Take your nan out for a mat night.
If she has a bad heart, don't bring her, though.
Oh, okay. You've heard it first. Don't bring nan. She's got a bad
Mama
heart.
Drips might.
Oh, yeah. Mama Drips might be the end of nan.
Might be the end of her.
Well, thank you very much for dropping in today, gal.
Oh, thank you for having us.
So you can find out more about Hammer and Tongs Going At It at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival website, comedyfestival.com.au.
Ooh, thank you for having us.
No, thanks for coming down. Of course, you can catch Kimberly and Kirsty on Monday Drive from 4 till 7.
Woohoo. Driving you home.
But of course, tonight it's Rach and Dean driving you home.
Missed your favourite show? Head to the new Joy website and click on podcasts to catch up with the best Joy has to offer. joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.